Welcome to the Resilience Living Podcast. I am your host, Terilyn Minifield. So excited to have you join us for another episode. Today, we have a special topic with a special friend of mine. You know, we always talk about things resilient here, and sometimes we talk about things that are not so good, but today we're going to talk about things that are all good. Our topic today is being off the grid. My guest is my friend that I've known for so many years, Quita Jackson. I'm so excited that she's here with us to share a little bit about what being off the grid means. So at this point, I want to welcome Quita.
Welcome. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Awesome. We're excited to have you. You know, in this day, culture, time, with everything being so serious and needs to be serious a lot of times, people are plugged into what they do, how they do it, and they're so plugged into everything else that they're not really plugged into their life or their purpose or the details that really matter. So I'm so excited to have you come today so that you can talk about some of those details that you and your family have learned over this experience that you guys are having right now. So without further ado, I'll have you just talk a little bit about it and then we'll get into the details.
Well, and I will agree with you. I had been in the so-called rat race for so long. You feel that everything you're doing is so important and it's so urgent that you forget to really take care of you and really live in the moment.
That's good.
And I found myself doing that quite often. You know, from the moment of having kids, my background is I was in TV news. I was a producer and every day was a different day. And I just thought my job was so important and it was so fun. And I really was. I was learning so many things and I felt like I could make so many changes, you know, in the world. That's what you get into news for.
Right.
And very fast, I found out, no, really, that wasn't what was going to happen. But I was at least able to focus on my own segment. And I felt like I was helping people by helping them save money.
Got it.
At the same time, you know, we had a lot going on with the family where people were getting ill. I was getting ready to have kids. I wanted my kids to eat healthy. I wanted to make their baby food. You know, you just have all of these dreams. This is how I'm going to do things. And so we started gardening. And that's really how this whole, we call it green desert lifestyle began. It started with gardening and me just wanting to feed my family healthy foods. So the kids got to grow up in the garden and one thing always leads to something else. So it's, I grew this great. I didn't grow this so well, but you just keep growing and you want to do more. So it got from gardening to collecting rainwater and collecting the water out of the air. And that's what we were drinking, to chickens, to fish and aquaponics. And it just grew and grew. And I'm telling you, the motivation of it all was so fun. So then we thought, we should really tell people about this, at least our family. So that's when we started doing videos and things, because at this time we're the weird ones. You know, what do you mean you grow food and you don't get it from the grocery store? You know, we were the weird ones. And that's what was really hard. So then we got to the point of, you know what? We're done trying to convince people because we saw, for one, what that was doing to us. It's, you know, it makes you toxic. It makes you negative because it's, I'm doing all of this research. I'm trying to help all these people. And why won't anybody listen? Nobody wants the help. Right. And so we realized really fast that, you know, people know what they should be doing. We all know what we should be doing, but it's making that sacrifice and not wanting to do it. And that's just, it's that simple. So we got to the point of, you know what? We can't let this change who we are. We're going to still live this lifestyle. So we're going to share it. And whoever wants to watch it, they can watch it, but it's here. You can't say we didn't try it, you know, and I'm loving the lifestyle.
That's awesome.
So it went from, like I said, gardening and, you know, in Phoenix, it's a little hard to be off grid because of water and you've got some of the other things. Although I will say rainwater, we were able in the winter to use just rainwater for our garden. We didn't need any other sources. So even in a place where, you know, it's Phoenix, we get what, 9 inches, I think, of rain a year.
Right.
But it's still doable. You know, and we always just heard excuses. That's what we all do. But we were successful at it. So then came around, we'll get to the off grid. This is the exciting thing because we wanted to take this lifestyle to a whole nother level. And that's where off grid came in. We knew inflation was coming. We wanted to be off grid. We wanted to know that our family was safe in a good place and not having to worry about everything else that was going on. And so the timing was perfect.
Okay.
Excuse me. We started we got our container home. So my husband, I call him a genius. I mean, he designed, he sat down, he got on that computer, he designed it. My sister-in-law and I, we sat with him and he would say, okay, how big does the kitchen need to be? And, you know, we had a little input, but It was his thing. It was his baby. And it was, the whole just journey was so exciting. Like, we went from it being on paper to going in a back alley, literally, with like spray paint and like, you know, making sure, okay, it's enough room in here.
Oh, wow.
You know, this is how big the container is going to be, and change some things around that. And then going from that to getting the container and starting the build was like, whoa, we're doing this. And this is coming from somebody, I mean, I'm good in the garden and stuff, mm-hmm. but don't ask me to use a drill or any other tool.
Right, right.
People assume that you're crafty, you can do So to go from where we were to where we are now is huge. So the short story about Off Grit, we got the containers, we were excited, we started building. The containers had leaks in them, even though they weren't supposed to, and it was guaranteed they wouldn't. Like, this came with definite struggles.
Okay.
But we learned so much from them. We never just got down. The struggles went as far as the city telling us you can't build anymore. They put a stop building on there. And
wow,
that's huge for anybody who's building anything. You know, that's your money. You've got contractors. You've got, you know, a lot of this we were doing ourselves, but we had contractors, so we had to stop.
Mm-hmm.
When we get down to the city, the problem is nobody really knew what we needed to do because it's so new. You know,
right.
They're not thinking off grid. So they threw everything at us and all the reasons we couldn't build and all of the permits we were going to have to pay for and wait for. And one of the workers actually told us, he said, you'd be better off if you have a place to move them.
Mm.
So the long term was already that we were going to move them to Texas. We were just going to build them here in Phoenix. So this sped things up.
Okay.
So we had some of the things done with it, but this is where the real learning and everything came in, is when we got to Texas, because now this was extra money. You know, we had a budget of 50 grand. We wanted these containers to be off grid, out the door, $50,000.
Okay.
So that transportation, the way it was, we thought we did all of our research, and I am a researcher, but when it was time to actually get them on the road, there were things we did not know about how high they were and how they needed to be transported and permits. And that bill ended up about $3,000 more than we had envisioned per container.
Okay. Wow.
So that got into the budget. So some of the things we, you know, originally were going to have somebody else do, we had to do ourselves because we've got a budget. So the nice thing about this, my youngest son, so my kids now are 16 and 19
wow.
years old.
Oh, my goodness.
They were babies. And it was nice for them, especially my youngest, to get to be a part of this. He was there for the build.
Oh, wow.
We homeschooled him.
Okay.
And I tell you, if I could do everything all over again, my kids would be homeschooled. The lessons they get watching him with his dad,
totally
learning
agree.
This, and just the confidence and everything from
right.
it was amazing. And just, you know, he's a little engineer at heart, too. He
right.
fixes everything around the house. Everything I throw in the recycle bin.
Yeah.
He's got it.
Wow.
Yeah. It's nice. So with the build, you know, it was a lot of it was like YouTube University. I mean, my husband is a mechanical engineer by
mm-hmm.
trade.
Mm-hmm.
So of course we couldn't have done any of it, you know, without him. But a lot of it, he'll say we would spend nights and nights just online learning how to do things ourselves. And so, yeah, we are off grid. Our water comes from rainwater.
Wow.
We use gray water, so everything is being recycled. And that's always been our biggest thing is we have to leave less of a footprint.
Got it.
And it's really not that hard to do, you know? So, yeah, that's where our water comes from. Our energy comes from solar. We figured out the math in a year. Our bills,
mm-hmm.
$360. Not a month, a year. And that's because of the propane that we use.
What?
Yeah. And so he's trying to figure out a way to do something, you know, make our own propane too. But it is off grid. And let me tell you, like I said, mm-hmm. it was taking our lifestyle here
mm-hmm.
to another level. And I feel like we totally surpassed that. But the energy of it, you know, I thought this is going to be so hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, what am I going to, you know, it's a compost toilet. And what is it going to be like? And is it going to be too small? It's 360 square feet.
Mm.
And I thought it was going to be too small. Let me tell you, when we come back to our home in Phoenix, it's like, we don't need all of this space.
Wow.
Because you don't. And it doesn't feel small. The nice thing is we have windows galore. So it opens everything up. And it's just, you know, when COVID first hit for us, not to belittle it, because I had a lot of deaths and things
sure.
in my family back here in Phoenix. But for us in Texas, we didn't feel the effects of what was going on as much because, you know, we were off grid.
Exactly.
You know, we had most of our supplies and things. We had got a lot of the wooden thing right from the land. Mm-hmm. The land, the families owned the land for more than 100 years.
Wow.
So there was a lot from old barns and things, mm-hmm. you know, so for us, it wasn't. And that's what I think self-sufficiency is about. Like, you don't have to do everything, but every little bit makes you a little more independent.
Right.
You know, and for me, that freedom, you know, a lot of my friends would be like, well, can you travel? Can you do this? Can you do that? And for me, the freedom and the peace that I get from this, I can't imagine doing the whole going back to a job.
Right. No, I mean, it's an amazing lifestyle that you guys have created. So I'm going to kind of go back a little bit and just talk about some of the things that you mentioned. You said that you wanted your children, your family to be healthy. Mm-hmm. Where did that desire come from? You know, with everybody, you know, tons of people in families don't spend the time to think about not just for themselves, but for their entire family. And this is a passion of yours, and you wanted to see people healthy. Mm-hmm. Where did that come from?
Again, I think it came from a lot of people were getting sick at the time.
Okay.
And we knew the reasons. It's your lifestyle, you know? And so when we started talking about having kids and when mm-hmm. I got pregnant with my first kid, we knew how we wanted to raise this kid and how we wanted to feed him. So it literally started with just making the baby food and wanting to continue that cycle. And that really was what it took. It was watching other people and seeing what it did for us. I knew what I wanted my body to look like.
Right.
I knew what I wanted my body to feel like. Mm-hmm. And that's where it went. My husband's mom, she has for decades, he grew up watching her. And this is the thing that's so funny about kids and our kids. Mm-hmm. And we always beat ourselves up like, why won't they listen? Right. I'm telling them right. Uh-huh. And he was the same. His mom, we would always make fun of. Oh, she could eat out of the backyard. She was so healthy. Mm-hmm. And he right away didn't take that on. Like, why are you? What do you mean almond milk? What do you mean? You know, way back then, you know, this was what, 30 years ago, 40 mm-hmm. years ago. And so for us now, it's funny with my kids, we would want it to see how they would react. And I had one who took it on a little bit more than the other. But we both realized you can't get mad. You show them the right way.
Right.
And you let them come around when they come around. But you show them the right way. Not just tell them. You show them.
Yeah.
And so now example. My youngest is he's more anal than I am. Like, I have to tell him, don't get obsessive with health because you live your life.
Yeah.
You know, but your gut is what's most important. And a lot of people don't understand that.
Yeah.
You know, if you're good here, then everything else will fall into place. Yeah. And I'm telling you, like, the stuff I make, the food I make from mm-hmm. my backyard, uh-huh. not to say I'm a chef or pat myself on the back or anything, but really it's just the food. Yeah. It really is. They have their own flavors. And a lot of people don't think about, like, you know, it's like a new car. When you drive the new car off the lot, it right away starts to lose its value, right?
Correct.
It's the same with food. Mm. The moment you pick it off of the plant, it's starting to lose its nutritional value.
That's good.
So think about how long it takes to actually get to the grocery store, to get to your plate for you to cook it. How much nutritional value do you think is left in that?
Right.
So that's always been my big thing, telling people, we got a garden, we got a garden, mm-hmm. we got a garden. Mm-hmm. And again, I stopped yelling it and we just started doing it. And I planted gardens at schools. Mm-hmm. We planted gardens at families' houses. And it's the more people that we can have it, then we can start trading and then we don't have to go to the grocery store.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, no, so that was really big. Good. And I love seeing the kids into that. And I just loved watching them, like I said, through this process. Mm-hmm. You know, my youngest, he goes out there and he just starts building things.
Wow.
You know, so it's nice for them to see, mm-hmm. you know, reality, because that's what it is.
Yeah.
And I think COVID opened up a lot of people's eyes to,
I agree.
Our health is so important.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't have to be a sacrifice or a miserable thing. Right, you know, right. I like it.
But it does come with education, because as to your point about you being a researcher, I remember asking you about building a garden and the garden boxes and all that. Mm-hmm. And I have the desire to do that, but I haven't made the time to do that.
Right.
And so what's so interesting is that just in my example of thinking that it's quicker to go to the store, to get the vegetables, to go home and make the meal, thinking of if I were to invest that time to actually build a garden, that I would be going to the backyard and getting what I want and, you know, taking it from there. Yeah. That's a very powerful message that, mm-hmm. like you said, a lot of us, we know what to do, but we don't apply with what we need to do.
Exactly.
But taking it to another level, because you started with food. And totally get it, totally with you on that. But I think when you're making a transition to actually move from the home that you were living into a container, there's things that you are sacrificing as far as the thinking of, or how would I say it, how people think that they need a certain house that looks a certain way. They need all of the space. They need all of this coverage. So I see how it went from starting a garden, feeding your family, to then thinking about what you could do in your home with rainwater, with solar, that would not just take you off the grid, but change your lifestyle and your mindset. Mm-hmm. So with that change, you started in the garden, you got your garden going and all of that. You actually even had fish in your backyard, mm-hmm. if I remember correctly, and had the systems, you know, and your husband being gifted with being a mechanical engineer. Everybody yes. doesn't have a husband like that. So, grateful. You need to just go to Home Depot, go somewhere where people can tell you how to do it and do that. So you have it start with your food and that part of your lifestyle, and then it transitioned into your home and actually looking at the functionality of your home and being self-sufficient. How did that process happen?
You know, I think a lot of it, again, started with gardening and watering and mm-hmm. thinking we're in Phoenix and we need to conserve water. You know, we had a lot of people that had grass and we were like, but you're using water and you're not getting anything from right. the grass. So that got us to thinking outside of the box of how to sustain everything. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't want our garden to get too big because then that's more you have to sustain. Mm-hmm. So it just changed our whole just line of mm-hmm. thinking of how to make things happen, but to be as self-sufficient as we could be.
Got it.
Does that make sense? Yeah. So with the containers, like I said, that was just taking it to a whole nother level yeah. and really getting to put things into practice that we don't in our home in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. So we go back and forth, you know, and I mean, that's the lifestyle. Absolutely. And I'm telling you, when I'm there, it was the funniest thing is the last time that we were there, and we had stayed for about a month on this visit. And I didn't want to come home because really? I felt like, It's just the peace of the green mm-hmm. and you've just got nature and cows and deer and it's just, wow. it's so peaceful. You don't need TV because mm-hmm. for me, nature is your television. I mean, the things you see, it's hilarious. Yeah. It really is entertaining. So I told my husband, I was just like, it's just going to be brown when we get back. I right. want the rainbow. You know, that was a big thing we always said about your food. That's one of the ways you know your food is good. You yeah. eat a rainbow. You want colors. You don't want just brown. That yeah. means you're not hitting all the food groups, you mm-hmm. know? So that's what I want in my environment too. I want the rainbow.
Yeah, no.
Right? And the funny thing is, let me tell you, when we came home, my backyard was like a jungle.
Really?
It was, and it was food. It was all volunteers. We call them rogue. You know, they just grow on their own, whether it's from compost or birds eating mm-hmm. seeds. But it was like a forest. And it was so green. And I was so happy. But it was like ding, ding, ding. You know, people talk about how hard it is to garden, how yeah. hard it is not to. Because yeah, look at what
that's
happened.
Good. That's right? really good. Yeah.
Right? So yeah. there are benefits to both.
Yeah.
But I love the containers. I love the piece of it. I love it just feels happy. Mm-hmm. And it is a change. I can't tell you it's all exactly the same because you have to be a little more conscious. Yeah. You know, is it going to rain for the next couple of days? So mm-hmm. how do I want to use my electricity? You know, you do have batteries for backup, but do I want to hear a generator running because the sun isn't out? You know, with water, we got this nice, huge, big soaking tub, but we don't really use it as a soaking tub because that's a lot of water to use.
Yeah.
You know, so right. you are more conscious.
Wow.
But it doesn't feel like a sacrifice.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know what I mean?
You're just more conscious.
It's no different than normally when you walk out of a room, yeah. you turn off the light.
True.
You're saving electricity.
Right.
It's the same type of thinking.
Right.
You know, I think that if you go into it the wrong way and expecting it to be just like your Scottsdale 3,000 square foot house.
Right.
You're going to have problems.
Right.
If you go into it with the right mentality, you will love it.
Right.
And everybody benefits.
That's awesome. So it transitions not only from the gardening to your house and the efficiency of your house, but what does it do to your children, to you guys, as far as electronics, as far as, you know, the pool for you or for your children to do what other people do? And before I let you answer that, I totally agree with you with the homeschooling. If I had to do it over mm-hmm. again, I would homeschool my children all the more. Yeah. And I felt that I wasn't able to write because there aren't subjects that I'm great in. Just for the record, I'm not really good at math.
We're on the same page.
I was worried about them not getting the benefit of me not being good at math. And I was like, well, that's not going to work for us. Then I need to let them go to the professionals more or less mm-hmm. and all of that. So, and education's always been a really super important to me and Freddie, and you know that. Mm-hmm. But so just let you answer that question. You know, how does it move over into, you know, electronics and computer time and all that kind of stuff? Are you guys off the grid with that too?
Well, no. So we do, when we're there, because I have all the stories and stuff, the service for a Wi-Fi is extremely slow.
Okay.
It is like dial-up. So normally what I'll do is I'll go into town if I have like a big story or anything. Mm-hmm. But we do have our internet access from our phones. We do have phones. So mm-hmm. that part is not off-grid. But it's our water. It's our electricity. You know, that type of stuff. And with the boys, it's been fine. You know, growing up, I was definitely one of those strict parents.
Yes.
And I wasn't for all of the electronics.
Yes, yes you were.
Remember?
Yes, I do. I do know.
You know, at the time, they probably didn't think it was the fairest thing because
right.
they weren't doing everything their friends were mm-hmm. doing. You know, we were big on going outside and playing. You
right,
know, that's what
right.
we did as kids. Not to say we did everything right.
Right, right, right.
But
no.
it's a natural thing to go right. outside. It's a natural thing to be barefoot into ground and, you know, let nature do its thing. And that's what we wanted. So for our kids, what we did was the amount of time you play outside is the amount of time you have for your video games.
Oh, I love that.
So they still got some of that.
Yeah.
You know, but it was just for the mind frame. And let me tell you, and of course, my kids, there were times where they were just angry because that's the hard thing about putting them in school.
Yeah.
Nothing against the school system. I'm so grateful
right,
for it.
Right.
And it's, you know, nothing against it. But you have a lot of influence.
Mm.
And everybody's not. It's not like back in the day where it's a village. You
yeah,
know?
It's true.
And, you know, people have to work so much harder.
Yeah.
We're not there the way we want to be for our kids. So mm-hmm. the schools are doing all of the raising. And
right.
you understand what I'm
yeah,
saying.
Absolutely.
It's not to down
absolutely.
It. So, you know, we got to experience what it was like for him to be home and not have those influences
mm-hmm.
because it opened his mind up more. He didn't have to worry about what other people were saying.
Right.
That type of thing.
Right.
And let me tell you, my oldest son, who was not homeschooled, he was my football player.
Yes.
He was my into everything, very social.
Mm-hmm.
He was the hardest one to get out of that, you know, matrix. And so he told me, he said, Mom, when I have kids, I'm definitely homeschooling them.
That was huge
because it showed me that, you know, as a parent,
right.
you have times when your kids don't agree and it hurts because you
yeah.
see them really just not happy,
right.
you know,
right.
and you think they're going to just always think, oh my God, Mom and Dad
right.
are just crazy.
Right, 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 right.
But to see them coming around so young,
mm-hmm.
seeing, oh,
that's
now
a gift.
I get
yeah.
it, right?
And because he sees the two worlds.
He sees the two
and
worlds.
And he sees the benefit of the world that
and
he's
And even my
in.
Youngest, now he is back in school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wanted to do his last couple of years, you know, around other kids
sure.
and things. And he even sees the differences. He's like, I'm grateful for the experience. I'm glad to be around other
yeah.
kids. But now I can see the BS and I see what I
exactly.
shouldn't be doing. So,
right, right.
You know,
so. And isn't that the goal that you guys yes. wanted to make sure that they got? They're not that you wanted your children to just conform and do whatever you guys were doing.
No.
But you wanted them to value their independence and that they would be able to know how to be self-sufficient.
Exactly.
And
I
so
want to know that you can survive.
Like. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is
yeah.
so awesome.
Thank you.
I wish you could raise me.
Come on over.
Oh my gosh.
My kids are about grown now.
Oh my gosh.
And
I
my
need
husband
vegetables.
Will be like, really? You want to start over? I don't think so.
Well, I think I'm a little bit more advanced, so I'll be good. No, this is awesome. It's such good information. It's such it's just a shift in our perspective.
It is.
And it's a shift in our priority because if you don't have your health, you don't really have anything else. You can have as much money as you think that you need. You can have position and power and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. So you're really speaking to the priority that we need to put in our life
mm-hmm.
because what we eat becomes who we are, you know, and how it affects every single organ in your body. And that affects your health and your family.
Absolutely.
So it is really, really good information that you are, you know, giving to us today.
Doing
Thank you, Ms.
It. It's huge. It's huge.
It really
I think if people just look back more at their childhoods, you see all the lessons.
Yeah.
We may not want to, but we'll see all the lessons. Like with my mom, we couldn't leave food on the table on our plates. You're going to eat everything.
Yes,
and
yes.
if you don't eat it right now, oh, it's okay, babe. I'm going to put it in
there.
The fridge for your next meal. You know, but it still took on that everything isn't about you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's other people who can use this food. And then not just that, but when you throw this away and then it goes into the landfill and does all that what it's going to do.
Right.
It affects everybody.
Right.
So those lessons start young.
Yes.
You know, yes. If we pay attention to them and right. look back on them, they start young. You know, even when we think, oh, my mom doesn't know, they yeah, know.
Right.
You know, my mom didn't grow up with us being the healthiest. You know, I'm from Florida. We ate soul food. My mom was known for her cooking. Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Delish, but definitely not the healthiest, you yeah. know, but she taught other lessons, mm-hmm. you know. So right. it's not to say that our parent, they don't know everything. Like, we
absolutely.
Don't know everything.
Absolutely.
But she still got me in the direction of correct. Learning self-sufficiency.
Right.
My husband's mom got it on the health side. Right. My mom, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You take everything you learn and
absolutely.
You do something yeah. with it.
So what kudos to you. You guys are doing a great job. So what about the criticism that comes? You know, everybody isn't hip to think the way that you guys are thinking and the priority that you've placed on food and actually being self-sufficient, because that's the lesson that you're teaching us right now. What about the family? What about the members of your family that watch you go through this? Because as to your point, it didn't happen overnight, mm-hmm. but it was a gradual time that you guys are, you're at the point that you are now. Mm-hmm. And then I'm sure things may change in the future where, you know, just wow, build me one. That's all I'm saying.
I want one in every state.
But what about your family and the criticism? Because I'm sure, or family or friends even, mm-hmm. people that are criticizing your lifestyle, what happens to you inside? You know, you and your husband, when you guys are committed to this purpose, mm-hmm. but what happens when you get that criticism?
You know, I think at the beginning, it was more of a problem. Mm-hmm. You know, like I mentioned to you, everybody's, you're weird. Why are you making things yeah. so hard? And I think where we went wrong is we were trying to convince people mm-hmm. because we felt like, look, we know this is right.
Right.
We know this is good. And we did so much preaching and so much lecturing and so much trying to convince that I think it more irritated people.
It
made them want to not do it even more. Mm-hmm. So for us, it took us backing down and saying, listen, we're going to just live the lifestyle.
Got it.
We stopped preaching. And I still catch myself because I get so excited about it.
Yeah.
I'll start talking about all the benefits. And the next thing you know, you may feel like I'm trying to persuade you when
right.
I am talking about my experience. You
Got
know,
it.
So we've just learned to kind of, you know, lead by example.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want information and you want help, you know where to come.
Got it.
We no longer push it. And that's what's so great about being in these schools and gardening with these kids.
Mm-hmm.
These kids are so excited. They want to learn. I have so many of these kids that now have little gardens at home.
Oh,
they've eaten food
awesome.
They had never heard of. Those are the people I want to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
The people who have interest. I don't want to convince you.
Got
I don't
it.
Want to convince you that this is going to help you when I know it is.
Yeah.
If you're not there, you're not there.
Right.
You know, it's not worth the argument because it definitely will take you. And even now, I can't pretend like I don't have feelings.
Sure.
I'll look at social media and I'll see somebody walking and all you see is their shoes and they get like 2 million likes.
Yeah.
And then I'm showing a True. Family out here gardening and it's like 5 people like it.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it
That's
messes
real.
With your ego. Like I'm doing
right.
all this work. So we have to remind ourselves, we're not doing this work for those people.
Exactly.
We're doing it for whoever is ready because we
Absolutely.
Know what it's going to do. And
right.
again, this isn't a personal thing. This
mm-hmm.
is everybody. I mean,
yeah.
it's our environment. We all live
yeah,
here. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now
yeah,
see, but good. That right there, I just tried to convince you.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Well, you got me. I'm in. I'm about to go get a cucumber or something. I'm
Come
with
on.
You. I'm 100% with you. So, but there has to be other people besides myself that are like, we are with you and taking a look at your life because, you know, that is the example that we have for other people. You know, whether we admit it or not, people are watching, people are looking, especially when you're doing something that's off par, you know, that, you know, it's not the regular this and that. So there has to be other people that are saying,
Absolutely.
This is great. And well, how did you do this? How did you do that
mm-hmm.
kind of thing?
Absolutely. And like I told you, our YouTube page, that's when I realized, oh, we do need to be teaching this. We
yes.
get 5 million views.
Right.
And I wasn't watching it. I didn't know.
Got
you know,
it.
I was working in news.
Yeah.
So I was, you know, busy all the time. So I would do maybe one video every couple of months.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't think anything of it. And one day we looked and we said, oh,
people
are interested.
Absolutely.
And especially now, like I said, when COVID hit, everybody had to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if you're in denial, we all did. We had to change our
Absolutely.
Lifestyles. So I think that has helped people, even if they don't want to hit the like button.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're watching.
That's right.
And that works for me. You know, it's not, I don't need all the accolades, right. But what I would like to see is just the change.
Well, it's awesome because you're really talking about what your purpose is. You're really kind of defined that, you know, this is a mission for you guys. It's not, and it, when it becomes less about you and it becomes about the teaching and what you know, mm-hmm. then that's when it's really yummy because other people can tap in
right.
and get what they need to get from it. Because like you said, everybody's going to be at different stages. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about your YouTube channel.
Okay, so our YouTube channel is called Green Desert TV. And the gist of it, I have over 100 stories on there.
Okay.
And it's not just me, although a lot of it is me. Mm-hmm. but the gist of it is just to show you how to be more self-sufficient. So it's everything from gardening to how to collect rainwater to building off-grid. Our off-grid containers, we documented that whole series. Right. So that's on there, just kind of showing how we did everything and how to kind of do things on your own. We even have a section of natural remedies. So it's, you know, whether your foot hurts or, you know, my nose won't stop bleeding, whatever the ailment is, I truly, truly, truly believe there is something natural that will at least help. And so we have a whole section mm-hmm. of you say what the ailment is, and here are some of the things that you can use that are natural plants or whatever to help. So it's just kind of pushing that That's lifestyle, awesome. Giving people a place to go for the lifestyle. So our YouTube channel is really big. Mm-hmm. And then our website, which is greendesert.org, is really mm-hmm. big because that has a lot of the blogs and things too. Awesome. And that's what
I
we
actually
do.
Saw you in one of the containers, and you actually were doing some of the building. You were I'm working learning. Out when you were doing your bathroom. Yep. I saw all of that on there. I was like, look at her.
I did one of the floors all by myself.
I saw you. I was like, okay.
My sister-in-law and I mean, I have to admit, it was pretty hilarious because we were the ones kind of holding things up a little bit mm-hmm. because we wanted to learn and we wanted to do, and we weren't as fast. So my husband working with my younger son comes mm-hmm. in. And how about, at the time, my kid was 14 years old. He took our jobs.
Did he really?
He took our jobs. My husband said he would work with him and that we could go and do something different. And it happened on several. I couldn't figure it out. I'm like, he's 14 and he's doing better. Yes. Than me. But it was fun. I mean, we had so much fun. We even took the dog down there. Yeah. It was a great family time. Mm-hmm. My mother-in-law was with us. There's family there on the land.
Yeah.
Also, and now that we've come home, a lot of family is coming back, and it's 25 acres. So they're all building.
Right.
And, oh, it's
right.
it's great. It's great That's to awesome. See. And just think about this. Like, we all want to leave a legacy for our
Absolutely.
Kids. Right? So we think about this land being and my husband's family for more than 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
How a grandpa and grandma.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's nice to try and get to instill some of those things back into the kids because, you know, it's different
so
values.
What's the sacrifice? What does that feel like? I mean, I know that it's not a 3,000, you know, square foot home and that kind of thing. And those are things. Was there any point in time that you wanted to have those things compared to the lifestyle that you have right now?
Space, no. Okay. Space, no. I mean, we built these containers. There's storage. The space did not bother me at all. I would say more toward the beginning when we were still building, because we did things backwards with the building, especially okay. because we were forced to get on the road so fast. So we did a lot of things backwards, you know, doing floors before painting. I mean, it was a lot of things backwards. So, you know, we had the toilet, but not the shower mm-hmm. or we had the shower and we didn't have hot water.
Right.
So for me, I think any sacrifices, if that's what you would call them, would be things like that. Like, I wanted to take a long shower.
Okay, gotcha.
But we don't have the water system all the way hooked up, so you don't have as enough. And, you know, you mm-hmm. can take a shower, but it's not going to be that shower you take at home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You understand? So things like that. And but that was just more toward the beginning. Toward the end, it didn't bother me at all.
Got it.
You know, we're big campers too. So
yeah.
that lifestyle for me, it's fun.
Got it.
You know, I enjoy it. I love the outdoors. So the thing about these containers, if you're somebody that wants to be inside around mm-hmm. people all the time, you may feel cluttered, you know, because you're in 360 square foot.
I don't know. Would I survive? Would you think I'd
you
be
would
okay?
survive? You
well, because
survive.
I'm not well, an outside person, though. I'm not a camper. I mean, I look at the pictures, but I don't
okay,
want to be out
but
there.
If your container is set up to where you've got big windows and your outside is like those pictures you like looking yeah. at.
Or maybe I need 5 containers in a row.
Well, you know, some people do that.
You
they
know,
stack
I've
them
seen,
and, you know,
they
start
have all those
slow.
Shows
don't feel
right,
like
right,
you
right,
have
right.
to go to something that feels extreme for you.
Got it.
That's what makes people quit. You're going to quit.
Okay, got it.
You get discouraged and you don't want to do it. So start things slow. I mean, if you're in, I'm throwing this out there. If you're in 3,500 square feet, going down to 300 square feet or 360 square feet may not be, if this is the lifestyle you're used to, not ready for that.
Got it.
So maybe you just slowly get your way there. You start off with doing things here while you're in the 3,500 square feet.
Right.
Start doing things like, all right, you know what? We're only going to use this much water.
Oh, that's good.
Or we're going to watch our electric. Yeah. You know,
being
you can do things.
Right.
Yeah, that's it's everything starts
that's
small.
Good.
Don't
okay, thank you,
Quita.
Because I don't know if I can do it.
You can. You
I mean,
can.
The garden, 100% with you on that. But I mean, I have a desire to do it, but I think that, and I'm sure I'm not the only one that's going to be listening to this that has that feeling. It sounds amazing, but the work and the research and the energy that you've put towards it, it really is, it's unique. And it's something that you have to grow into to get not just an understanding for your health, but an understanding for what you want for your kids, for your family, for your lifestyle. And I was actually just having a conversation with someone else. I'm not bound to things. Like, you know, I like nice clothes. I like to go to dinner. I like to do those things, but I am bound to experiences. And so what you're speaking to me right now, and I'm sorry, everybody else listening, but just a moment.
<about y'all.
laughs> You're speaking to me right now is that the value of the experiences, because being outside and seeing the deer and the animals and all that and connecting. And I have one of my sons that's just right there with you. But I just have to learn. I have to learn to get to that because I've been in
here.
Yeah, it really does. It starts in your mind.
That's where it
really
starts.
Does.
We all think we need so much
more
than we do.
I think I agree.
But if you don't look at it as a choice, it's kind of like I'll say sometimes to some of my family and friends who don't want to be on the health kit because food just tastes so good these days and there's so many choices.
Yeah.
I said, you're going to do it out of choice because you want to, or you're going to wait until you're forced to do it when you have to.
That's good.
And which experience is going to be better for you?
Right.
Like right now, if I'm saying, hey, Tara Lynn, twice a week, we're not going to eat meat. In fact, we're going to take pictures and we're going to make the food together and we have fun with it versus I just come from the doctor and you can't eat meat anymore.
Right.
Which experience did you want? You
Absolutely.
Know, you said you're about experiences. It's that same mentality
That's
toward
good.
Everything.
That's good.
So if you change your perspective, it doesn't feel as hard.
Yeah. No, that's good. It's exciting.
Easier said than done.
Yeah, yeah, but it's exciting. It's really exciting when you think about it, because I remember asking about that garden. I was so serious about it, but I was like, because I've heard that the soil here is so hard and that it takes a long time and then you need to do a box and just all of those details. Mm-hmm. And I allowed that to stop me. But that
I like that you said that.
I did. I allowed it to stop me because I'm like, okay, you know, but really have the desire to be able to go and get the vegetables from my garden. Mm-hmm. So, and that's awesome. So even taking that in other areas of my life, you know, it's just really good. This is a good conversation and hopefully good for other people that are listening, that they just start taking inventory of what's priority to them. Mm-hmm. So even if they get just the gardening piece, which I'm going to be able to implement in my life, you know, they will actually be able to take a listen and be able to hear something that they want to pull out and reevaluate what they're doing right now. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, just out of convenience, there's fast food, there's restaurants you
it's
go
so
to
easy.
And all. It is very easy, but it's also very much killing us, you know, and it's such a weird paradigm when you go to a health store and it costs so much money to buy healthy food compared to junk food.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just it's a crazy thought process. And if you get caught up in the convenience of everything instead of the planning and the researching to put the work in and then eat off the fruits of your labor, that will give you more life.
Yep.
I think I got it.
You got it.
I think
I
do. I
think you got it too.
I think I got it. I think it's really good. Yeah. So it's awesome. It's awesome. And so like I was saying in the beginning, you know, sometimes things that we go through, the people that are not excited about what you're doing can build up more faith and resilience in us to get the job done for the purpose of why we're doing what we're doing, and gives you even more momentum. So what's the future going to be like for you guys? I mean, you guys are going to have containers in every state?
Oh, you know, God, I would love that. That would be the most awesome thing.
That is Flagstaff. So funny to think
You know what? Right now, we're working on a cookbook.
Are you really?
You know, people are always, that's one of the things they're always throwing at me. What are your vegan recipes? You put these pictures up.
That's a great idea, though.
So, and the thing that's different about this book, and this is what makes me so excited, is that it doesn't focus just on here's a book of healthy foods, but it breaks it down. It tells people, here is complete proteins. Here's how to get your gut to where it needs to be. And each recipe will tell you, these are the things that, you know, helps this part of your gut. This gives your calcium, you know, and it's to give you that breakdown of these are foods that are going to boost your immune system,
but it still tastes
yummy, you know? Yeah. So we'll have natural remedies and things in there. We'll have the foods in there. We'll break down kind of just the whole background mm-hmm. to how to use this with little meal plans and things like that.
That's so awesome.
Just to make things easy. That's kind of what the website has always been too, mm-hmm. is just here's a place to go. So We're working on that.
That's good.
We're working on doing more gardens in schools. I just love the kids.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And, you know, I just kind of want to live my best life. The containers are not done.
Right.
You know, it's always something, you know, we even started decorating before we finished painting. Like, we did it all out of order. But, you know, we were living in them growing at the same time, which wasn't the original plan. So it's like, you kind of just got to work around some things.
Yeah, but
so
you're going to learn from that experience in order to do it faster, better, more efficient.
I want to build more. And we are definitely talking. We want to build more. And, you know, I want to start doing it. Other people are like, okay, let's change this up. You know, so we're working on some things. You know, I still want to have the freedom that we have mm-hmm. to live life together and travel and do the things we want. So I don't want to be stressed about whatever it is we do.
Come on now.
But I think that also helps our credibility. People know I'm really not trying to sell you anything. We have a whole Etsy shop of seeds.
Okay.
I save all of my seeds.
Got it.
But, you know, it's like $5. Yeah. I mean, it's very, we're not a money-making site. It really is about putting the information out there. So
it's absolutely wonderful. And the freedom that you're talking about, just even taking away the financial responsibility of the bills and being able to have such a small portion go mm-hmm. to what you need mm-hmm. for efficiency is amazing. It gives you such another level of freedom. So mm-hmm. I see why you walk around in freedom and peace.
Just happy. That's awesome. My mother-in-law is 70. Is she 78 or 79? She's going to be mad if I added a year on. But when I tell you that woman outworked us in Texas.
Wow.
She was out there pulling the weeds. She was up before us every morning doing yoga and walking with the dogs. And she was in the bed after. I mean, that woman embarrassed us.
Wow.
But here's the thing. She's been eating this way her whole life. So it's been, I mean, it's hard to look at her and do something different.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, what's nice about this book is it shows the experience. Absolutely. This is what I do. It's not just me going online and saying what other people say.
This example
is what I do.
I love it.
Having the family support and mm-hmm. getting everybody on board all of that good stuff.
You know, and one last thing that I really, really appreciate is that you are someone that looks like me that's doing this. You know, that makes a difference.
We need it the most.
Our
you know, I hate getting on because one thing I'm not about is us being victims because we're not. But
not
this right
all.
Here, growing your own food and thing, puts us in a different situation.
It really does.
Our community, we are at the top of the list for every mm-hmm. heart, high blood pressure,
really
diabetes, everything.
Yeah.
But it's something that we can do about
absolutely.
It. And that's the bottom line. We got to get on the same page and stop making excuses.
Correct. And
but we are at the top of that list.
The criticism will come from mm-hmm. people that do look like us and mm-hmm. we are the ones that need it the most.
Yes.
And not just us, but any generation of color, people of color mm-hmm. segment or group, you know, really, and everyone really needs to understand and take heart and make this mm-hmm. a priority in their lives. So, I mean, I am just
make
for
it a priority
it.
And not
absolutely.
Make excuses. I mean, we can still have our culture and
absolutely.
We can still respect it all.
Correctly.
And we can still have cookouts and everything else, but it's just change your mind.
It really is.
I'm not going to put it out there like a bet or anything, mm-hmm. but if you came to my house and had one of our meals out of the backyard, mm-hmm. I guarantee you wouldn't be saying, no, I need somebody to go to the grocery store because I got to eat this way. You don't.
You really don't.
Look at me. I'm convincing again.
No, but it's good. It's good. You know what? When you're passionate, you can't help it. When you're passionate about something and you have that lived experience of goodness, all you want to do is give good to others. You know, it's not like you're trying to pollute somebody or hurt somebody. You're trying to help.
Yeah.
So it's a good message. So just keep on convincing people. I mean, I'm good. I mean, we need to get a team of people and go out. So it's all good.
You're like,
it's
you don't
all
have to
good.
Convince
yeah,
me.
We're good. I'm
you
good.
Got me.
It's so good. Yeah. So thank you so much for being here and for sharing this. I think that people do need to go check out your website, thegreendesert.org. They need to look at the YouTube channel. I have some studying to do, obviously, as far as the remedies, because that is the key about actual foods that we can eat that take away from the pharmaceuticals that the doctors are trying to give you. And that's where, if you don't want to go that route, you should be wanting to go that route. Mm-hmm. So this is education, and we need to become our own researchers. Absolutely. That we look at the information and really make educated decisions about what we're eating, what we're doing. And
I mean, even what we're putting on our skin.
I love
that's
that.
That's one thing that people Absolutely. Don't get. It's all going in your bloodstream.
That's right.
You
that's
know,
good.
From what we're putting in our skin to what we're putting in our mouths to what wow. we're putting in our bloodstream.
You like the green doctor. I love it.
My real quick, I know we're done. My sister-in-law, she was in Texas with us, and she was the same. Well, she was worse than my husband in the sense of she didn't take on the health eating. So she wasn't doing really good health-wise, but she had to live with us for like 4 months. So she had to eat the way we
oh,
ate.
Wow.
All of her numbers changed. She felt better. Wow. She looked better. It took her on a whole new journey. She came back with her daughters and said, we're doing something different. She started a whole business making all of her soaps
that's
and oils
amazing.
And everything, saying what I put in my skin is important.
And that's the lesson.
It's
she
just
got
like
the
what
lesson.
You eat. Yeah. Okay. Now I'm done.
Oh my gosh, it's good. I'm excited. I've got a lot of things to do. Well, with every episode that we have, we give an opportunity for every guest to ask me a question. So that's just not an interview, but it's a conversation.
And so, I can ask anything, like any question.
You can ask any question.
Let me pray. I'm not gonna mess with you. No, I have a good question from this conversation.
What's your question?
What is the first thing that you are going to do?
My goodness. Well, you said so much. Well, number one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go and check out the YouTube, and I'm going to listen to all of the remedies, and I'm going to go to the website, and I'm going to start doing my research. I'm a researcher too. Okay. And so even though things don't make sense because I haven't experienced them, I trust and value mm-hmm. a lot of the research. So that's the first thing I'm going to do is going to research. And then I need to get back to the original thing of what I wanted to do with the garden. I think garden boxes would be my way to go. Mm-hmm. I have a beautiful big backyard, so I can start there with deciding what it is that I want to grow and understanding how it works. Because that was, I think, my biggest challenge was knowing what I wanted to grow and what I needed to do in order to get that. Because I don't really know that much about compost, but I'm about to be a compost girl. I'm about to be the green grocer right now.
Yes,
they're gonna make a new so that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do that and then start making a plan. Because even though I say that I want these things to happen, I really have to timeline it and commit to I'm gonna do this at this point in time once I understand the process. So that's what I'm committing that I will do in all this.
So I'd say mm-hmm. to keep us on a timeline
okay.
with a goal.
Got it.
The next planting season, you'll start about September is when you're planting for the next season.
Okay, let me write that down. September.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So by September is when you want to have, and I'm not going to say do boxes, do 1 4x4 box.
1 4 raised by four.
Bed, yes. And you can do it tall if you want, so you don't have to bend over, or just start small just to have something there. But let's start with 1 4x4 box.
Okay, I'm committing to
you
that.
You want to have that set up and ready for seeds by September.
Okay, I'm writing it down.
And I got your seeds.
Okay. Well,
so
yeah.
we're
okay.
going to be checking back come
yes,
September.
Yes, we're going to be following up for okay. sure. Promise. Like, okay. because, so this is one thing that I did feel. I was like, well, I keep asking Quinn all these questions about this garden. She's going to be sick of me.
No.
But, but that's funny. That's just one of the things that you take on when it starts to getting a little bit thicker or mm-hmm. harder. You start giving yourself these excuses mm-hmm. as to why you're not following through. Oh, I work this and that. I mean, there's just no time right now better than to continue to build on my health. I've had health challenges and I don't need to have any more. Mm-hmm. And this was already something that I desired. Mm-hmm. So now I'm just going to put a plan in action. So I've got my seeds, September planting 4x4, one box,
yep.
and we're going to take it from there. I'm excited.
Look at you. I'm
this
proud
is so
of
good.
You.
Thank you. Thank you.
You.
Thank
this.
You. Thank you. So good. Well, I just wanted to say thank you again to Quita for being here. And, you know, we love to talk about everything here at Resilience Living Podcast. And, you know, it's also just not for the conversation that starts here. It's for the conversation that you continue. And there were a lot of nuggets that Quita shared with us and a lot of things that you would want to consider, that you make health a priority, that you, think about what's going inside of your body and how it affects your body. I mean, because if you don't have health, you really don't have anything. Well, we're so glad that you joined us. And we're looking forward to the next time. Thanks for listening.